this page 6, you know?
Yeah.
The date is Friday, February 12, 1999, to the world champion. Dear Bobby, thank you for your chess, your art, and for all you gave and still giving to chess. You're my hero. Best wishes, Manuel. Okay.
Manuel.
Okay. Now, on page 7, page 7 to 8, subject, Fisher interviews. This is dated February 13, 1999. Dear Bobby, I just want to say I have followed your career a long time, since 72. And while at times I have thought that your behavior was odd, to say the least, I have in recent times rethought that. I have an open mind to what you are saying. I think it is not easy to be a chess genius, and that there are people that despite genius, despise geniuses and successful people, even to a point of trying to keep them down. I hate bias in any way, shape, or form. I think many injustices have been done to you, and want you to know that not all the world is against you. On ICC, they call me Night Runner. Yours truly, Night Runner. Okay? Okay. This is another one from Michael. The subject is Play Bridge at ICC. Saturday, 13 February 1999. I'm very sorry to hear of all the wrongs you have suffered recently. When a person decides to sell all of your original game scores for a few hundred dollars, everyone should immediately know who is right and who is wrong. I look at websites like the chesscafe.com selling letters and game scores for close to $1,000 apiece, and it sickens me. You were the one responsible for me finding chess in 1992 when you played Spassky. I am very thankful. I wish you would come back to the ICC and play some beach games, as opening preparation is not as important for those. They even have a Fisher random variable set up there to play. Well, I hope everything gets worked out. Probably won't. Sincerely, Mike L. He's a homer at ICC. Okay, Bobby? Anyway, next is the subject. Do you have anything against the Hebrew race? This is dated 13 February 1999 from Gerald at mindspring.com. Anyway, do you hate a Jew or the Hebrew race or a certain Jew or what? What's your problem?
I don't have any problem, my friend. Just got to rob, that's my problem. They want to put me in prison. They're trying to take everything I got. That's my problem.
Yeah, I was wondering why he was asking, no?
Yeah.
Anyway, next...
What's his problem?
Yeah. Next subject, regarding your recent radio interview from Jeff Anderson. What you say about the Jews, true or untrue, makes you come across as being insane. I suggest you tone down your harsh words. Also, I very much enjoy studying your game. I think it would be very nice if you would come back to chess again. Perhaps you could arrange a Fisher random match with a strong GM. Kasparov said that he would defeat anyone in a Fisher random match, and that he is not dependent on opening theory. Jeff, from Jeff.
Well, you know, he is dependent on opening theory, and he's also very dependent on prearranging games, by the way. Even more dependent on prearranging games. And also, as for my coming across as being insane, I come across as being insane to you. A lot of people agree with what I'm saying.
Yeah, even here, yeah, Bobby, they agree with you. Yeah, many here, yeah. Okay, another one. Subject, Strong Will, dated February 15, 1999, from Tim McKean. I'd like to tell you how much I admire your inner strength. You've always stood your ground and held firm to your personal beliefs. I admire you for that as well as your unequaled excellence as world champion. You are inspiration. Best regards, Tim McKean. Okay, and said just a
note.
Yeah, a note. He said, a note from you would bring joy to my daughter, Kimberly. Yeah, so. Anyway, that's it from, best regards from Tim McKean from Pleasantville, USA. Now, subject, interviews, dated Tuesday, 16 February, 99, from Sarah Bird. I have read recently your interviews given from the Philippines and have taken part in the lively discussions on RGCC and CCC and have tried hard to defend your position there. I have myself encountered similar problems in the past. Just want you to know there are lots of people who agree with you. Bye.
See? There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Right behind you, another subject. From Yi Zemen. I don't know, sounds like Chinese, yeah. Hello, Mr. Bobby Fischer. I'm sad to hear your misfortune. You know, there's an old saying in Chinese that says, if somebody do something bad to you, you should avenge by doing the same thing back to him. Go for it. Go fuck those motherfucking Finnish. What is this? The pathetic, blood-sucking Jews. I'm right behind you, giving you all the moral support. I mean, all these achievements are hard work of yours. There's no way they're gonna take it all away from you. Once again, fuck them all. And all I want to say, that there's always supporters of you no matter where you are, because you are simply the one and only phenomenon of the chess world. Yours sincerely, Yi, Malaysia.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, you have, you have plenty more here, you know. Actually, I could not read everything. Anyway, subject, thanks, from Harin.
Which page is this?
This is page 18. He said, Bobby, thank you for all you have given the chess world. Best wishes, Robert Harrington. Well, just a small thank, you know. Then another one, subject, page 20. I don't understand how you can think all Jews are so terrible. This is dated Saturday, 20 February, 99. From Gel Drop, whatever. How could the Holocaust have been fake? There are movies and ruins, etc. People were there. It's irrelevant what religion the people were that tried to take your stuff. Luck of the draw, they were Jews. I think it's ridiculous that you think all Jews are thieves, etc.
Yeah, now this is an interesting point. Well, first of all, the Holocaust is phony. There was no Holocaust. But this other point the writer makes, luck of the draw, they were Jews who robbed my stuff and Beacon. Luck of the draw is not a proper explanation, because all of these crimes that are being committed against me are by Jews. It's too much that it's luck of the draw anymore, you know. Faber and Faber forgery, the Batsford forgery, the Learning International, which is a Time Incorporated illegal CD-ROM, the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer, which is a Paramount picture, owned by Viacom, which is owned by the Jew Sumner Murray Redstone. It's always the Jews everywhere committing these crimes against me. This luck of the draw stuff doesn't go. Sorry.
You know, like, it's impossible, like, law of averages, no?
Right.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Okay, I'll read this one first and then I'll take a break, okay?
Okay.
Then we'll continue, okay? This is Tuesday, March 2, 1999.
Which page is this, you?
29. From Chip Web T-Net. Dear Mr. Fischer, I have read transcripts of your first two interviews on Philippine radio. Why you are such a bitter, angry man is something only you and God may know. One thing I do know is that your life is precious, and you need to understand that. You were put here on this earth for a purpose. God knows what that purpose is, and it is up to each of us to seek God's purpose in the lives He has given us. Don't waste the time God has given you. He wants each of us to help others. I would pray that you would seek His guidance in everything you do. One day soon...
I'm trying to help people by exposing the Jews. Go ahead, Eugene.
Okay. Oh, so you're doing your part. Okay. Well,
yeah.
One day soon He will judge each of us. Each of us will have to submit to His judgment, and His judgment will be flawless and everlasting. He gives us many things to face and many problems to help us seek Him. we have to recognize that fact to understand His love for us and our need to reunite with Him. I hope that you will strive to understand your relationship with God and turn to Him in your days ahead. We are all brothers and sisters and have one Father. Learn to love and shed your human frailties to discover God's purpose in your life. Sincerely, your brother by our Heavenly Father. Yeah. So, that's your answer, no? The one you said earlier, no?
Yeah.
Comment, no?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take a break for a while. I'll first give you to, you know, so that it won't be so, you know, monotonous. No, I'll give you to June here, huh? Okay, hold on.
Okay, June is the announcer, no?
Journalist, writer, everything, international media, you know.
He's the announcer too, or on the station?
He's a part announcer, you know. He's, let's say, he's jack of all trades. Okay, here is June.
A real Filipino, no?
Yeah, Filipino, you know, we are always, how you call this, adept in almost all aspects in life, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, just kidding. Okay, wait.
Thank you, Eugene. Bobby?
Yeah.
And but, you know, I could see you smiling. And I thought that if you could digress from the very serious subject of Jews.
Yeah.
The most of the people around me here are chess masters in their own right in our city and in our region. They would like to know, Bobby, if you are still interested in, let's say, fighting Kasparov or engaging in a match, this world great chess masters. All the brothers are the greatest.
I'm interested now in my game, Fischer and chess, because the old game has degenerated into a pre-arrangement and just a ton of memorizing stuff.
Is it true, Bobby, that if Kasparov will play with you on what do you call the game?
Fischer-Random.
You would be willing to face him at any time and place?
Well, as I explained many times, the Russia has been publishing my book without giving me any royalties. They've been publishing many editions of my 60 memorable games. They've been publishing a very large number of copies of my book, Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess. They've made a fortune on my book without paying me. Now, this same Russian government is the one who has prearranged all of Kasparov's matches with Karpov. They're the ones who cooked up the moves that him and Karpov play. So I consider that Kasparov is an agent of the Russian government. So when the Russian government is willing to pay me the money they owe me for these books, then I'm ready to talk. I'm ready to sit down and talk business about playing him Fischer and chess.
Mm-hmm.
This money they owe me, it's a large sum of money, but it's nothing compared to the money that this, and the interest that this match with me and Kasparov would generate. So if they don't want to put it up, it's because they don't want to play me. They don't want him to play me. The Russian government doesn't want to put it up.
Hey, Bobby, most of my friends here are wondering if you are encouraging them to still play chess and become world champions also in the near future. Are you still encouraging them? Are you still encouraging the young to continue playing chess and aspiring to become world champions?
No, I'm not encouraging the old game of chess anymore. I'm encouraging Fischer-Random chess.
Fischer-Random.
Yeah, as I explained.
Yes.
The old game of chess is dead. It really is dead. They're
uh-huh.
keeping it alive. It's on an artificial life machine, you know. It's dead. They just keep it alive with all these beautiful prearranged games and these great notes to these prearranged games. But people don't know that these are not real games, you know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Babatu Hidin.
Bobby, here is another, aficionado of chess here, organizer and all that, and he's also chess player, Tony Uy. Just to introduce him to you. Okay, Tony here.
Hello, Bobby.
Yeah,
hello,
Tony.
This is Tony, one of your greatest admirers.
Are you from that town there?
Yes, sir. I'm very interested in asking a question which is quite private. Is it all right with you?
Well, let's hear the question.
I'm extremely interested in your love life. And I want to know, do you have a wife or how many wives do you have?
No, I'm not married, no.
Someday, in any eventuality, who will inherit your fortune?
Yeah, the Jews. The Jews are grabbing everything.
No, in
this
family.
I know. This is. I'm interested to meet some nice girl or girls. Sure. You have something in mind? What?
Do you have anyone in Hungary?
I'm not doing too well at the moment, but
I see. Anyway, I'm delighted to hear from you and very happy to talk with you on the phone. And here's Eugene again.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
What? Here's another one here. Your name is Joe. Well, Joe would like to ask one question or two, okay? Bobby.
Good evening, sir. I'm Joe Villara. I am a big fan of yours, sir, and it is hurting me much that you have a lot of rancor against the U.S. government and the Jewish community and also the Russians. What causes this rancor, sir? Is it really... could I ask?
Well, I explain everything that causes rancor. I explained it in concrete terms.
And also, that comment of yours about the chess, you're not endorsing it anymore. The classical chess, I mean.
Right, I'm not endorsing the classical chess anymore.
So what about us who also have that faith in classical chess?
You enjoy it, to each his own. But I've graduated from that level. I know. You see, you probably don't. The reason you enjoy the current games you play over. What magazines do you get? You get Fluent Chess or Inside Chess. What do you get?
The Informator and the
Informator.
And also the Chess Life and
Chess Life.
A lot of
you see the beautiful Kasparov games against his fellow Russians, especially. They're all prearranged. They're prearranged move by move. Believe me, they are. Believe me. All of Kasparov's matches with Karpov, all of those five so-called world championship matches, I studied those matches. They were prearranged move by move. Every game. Every move of every game.
So we have been fooled all along, sir?
Yeah, you've been fooled. That's exactly it. You're being fooled, and I'm the only guy who's telling the truth about, in the chess world, about the Jewish crime. And that's why the Jews hate me so much. I had a big file up there in Beacon, in storage there on the first match between Karpov and Kasparov, the 84-85 match that they played in Moscow. And this has all been robbed. I had every game of that first match annotated from 18 different sources. I had about 7 or 8 books, and then I had the rest were from magazines. All the while, just that one file alone on that first match took me a couple of years to put together. Just that one file alone that they robbed. I mean, this is a fraction of what they robbed. These bastards interfering with my business, with my career, with my life. They're trying to impoverish me, to ruin me. They're invading my privacy. This is a mega robbery, a mega crime.
Not as much as impoverished as we are, sir. Probably.
Huh?
Not as much as impoverished as we are. My last question, sir, is, would you preset, preset,